亲爱的听众朋友您好，欢迎来到智慧心语，我是小凤。好，今天很高兴再次请到非同，非同你好。
小凤姐你好，听众朋友你好。
好，我们今天也再次请到大哥，大哥来到我们节目当中。大哥你好。
Hi everyone，
大家好。
我们也请到 GCICC 的志愿者哈，
大家好。
好，提到 ICC 呢，上个星期我们简单稍微介绍了一下，那我们好不好借着 GC 在我们当中呢，我们让他再做一点详细的介绍。
嗯，大家好，作为 ICC 的志愿者，今天非常荣幸能够来到小凤姐这里来和大家分享 ICC 的故事。 ICC 的中文是国际关心中国协会，成立于1993年，是一家国际慈善公益组织。 ICCC 的使命是通过为中国的孤残儿童带来爱、希望和机会，来改变他们的生命。
好，那我们听到这里边有很多的词儿，特别的好哈，爱呀，改变生命啊，我相信这是每一个人都希望能得到的哈。那大哥呢，我们在上期节目当中大家知道他是7个孩子的父亲，那我们看到呢 ICC 其实他是主要帮助中国大陆的残障孤儿这样的一个机构，另外还有青少年。那作为一个父亲，有7个孩子的父亲，您现在呢偏偏去服侍了一个没有父亲的这个孩子的群体，您怎么看待这件事儿哈？特别是对孤儿。
So last time we knew that Doug is the father of 7 children, and but now your serving is for the ones who are without parents, who has disabilities, who are orphans. And as the father of 7 kids, how you view this serving, this commission?
For me, loving children is a very natural thing for a parent. And it doesn't matter how many children you have, every parent would know what the love they have for their children. It's hard to imagine the situation, though, when a parent has had to give their child away or abandon their child because they can't look after him or her anymore.
对于父母来说，有很自然的对子女们的爱，不管有多少个孩子。所以很难想象父母放弃了自己的孩子，丢弃了他们，因为无法照顾他们。
And many of these children, or most of these children, do have a physical or mental disability.
多数的这些被丢弃的孩子们有身体上或心理上的残疾。
这个心理上的残疾表现在哪里？
So what are the mental disability?
A lot of the children have suffered some trauma from being abandoned. And many of the children have physical needs, whether it be a variety of diseases or illnesses. It amounts to the fact that ICC is looking afterchildren who need to know that God loves them as well.
被丢弃的儿童多数是有心理严重的心理创伤，那很多他们中间很多人几乎每一个人都有这个身体上需要帮助的地方，身体上的残障或者有经历很大的疾病与病痛。通过照顾他们，通过给他们爱，希望他们最终能够看见的是神的爱。
您认为通过神的爱来去解决他们之前有的这样的一个心理障碍？
With the love of God, you can solve the problems they have mentally. Is that right?
In some degree, because what our original founder saw in China was that an abandoned child had a number of issues. For example, they often would not look you in the eye, and they had a very blank expression. They didn't play, and they often snatched at food, or they didn't eat at all.
就是从某种程度上来讲是这样的，就是我们最初的这个创立者，他看见了被丢弃的孩童们当中的一些严重的问题，比如说他们有对人的恐惧，他们甚至不敢看人的眼睛，他们表情也是非常的麻木，甚至呢他们不能很好的玩耍，他们不能够玩耍，他们有的时候会偷吃东西，有的时候甚至拒绝食物。
这些孩子大多数都是被父母遗弃的，大概在什么样的年龄父母就不要他们？
So usually in what age they were abandoned?
Some were babies, but mostly were just young children who would come through the welfare centers.
有一些呢是婴孩的时候就被遗弃的，那有一些是福利机构转给我们的一些年龄比较小的孩子。
那大多数的婴孩还有就是一些孤儿都是他们通过中国政府得到的，然后对他们进行帮助，是这个概念吗？
So is most of them from actually you get from the government government related organizations, right?
Yes, so we work directly with a government welfare center in Changsha and Hengyang in Hunan province.
So 我们是在与湖南的长沙和衡阳的与政府直接相关的福利机构得到这些孩子们。
那你们在中国大陆对这些孩子做什么样的帮助？比如是从教育方面、物质上，还是哪些方面给他们进行一些帮助？
So what sort of help you provide for those children? For example, education or materials or any other things?
Yeah, so initially, we look after the children's food and comfort, and then as they grow, we're looking after medical needs, providing extra therapy, and then hopefully training and educating them to excel in what they can do in their grown-up life.
Mm-hmm.就一开始呢，我们会给他们提供一个安全舒适的居所，还有食物，然后当他们渐渐长大的时候，我们也提供他们医疗上的帮助，给他们提供治疗，然后最终呢，我们是希望在他们再长大一点能够给他们提供培训与教育，使他们去找到合适自己做的事。
那你们是通过一种什么样的，比方说哈，大哥说英语的哈，我相信中文也没有办法跟这些小孩子沟通，是以什么样的方式跟他们进行沟通？还有最开始这些小孩子看到他们，特别是跟他们之前看到的人可能不太一样哈，高鼻梁、蓝眼睛，刚才讲到这些孩子心里都有一些障碍，他们会有一些恐惧感，那见到他们的时候他们的感觉是什么样的，给你的印象是什么样的哈？
So as we know, you don't speak much Chinese, you speak English. So how could you communicate with them? And also at the beginning, just now you mentioned they had a certain degree of fear towards socializing with people. And when they see you, this guy with foreigner, like outlooking, how did they feel at the beginning? How did they respond?
Probably the best way to show you the change that the children go through is to read a small story of a four-year-old girl called Qian Qian. Only a couple of months ago, Qian Qian didn't smile, didn't walk, or couldn't stand to be touched. Now it's a boy, it's he. He didn't know what to do with his toys, and he didn't know what to do in his new home. But now, Qian Qian is laughing and smiling with hope as never before.Enjoying the company of adults in his life. Qian Qian's life is radically transformed by a stable family environment provided by ICC. He has daily circle time, which is a play therapy activity. Patient caregivers who take time to feed him at a slow pace that he enjoys, and by two special and dedicated volunteers working with his family home. Beautiful Qian Qian has hope when he wakes each day that he will have fun and have his needs met. This is the hope that's changing his world today.
我觉得最好的能够分享这关于这些孩子们的变化的是我想带给大家的一个小故事，是一个关于4岁的孩子，他的名字叫倩倩。但他刚刚来到我们的中心的时候，他不笑，他也没法走路，他甚至无法站立。我们的同工们甚至觉得天哪，他都不知道怎么去玩玩具。但是现在呢，他成了一个很爱笑的孩子，每一天非常享受自己的生活。他在 ICC 提供的新家里享受着每一天，然后玩得也非常开心。我们呢也有特别的同工用很慢的速度给他喂食，让他能够很舒服的进食。我们也有两个特别的志愿者给他提供治疗，所以现在倩倩每一天早上醒来是带着盼望的，她那一天可以充满欢声笑语，她那一天能够玩得非常的开心。我们看到了一个小生命的改变，
大家肯定觉得特别的感人的一个故事哈。我们在这里也祝愿这个倩倩呢有更加美好的未来。那提到这个未来呢，其实我就很想问一下，我们知道一个孩子或者一个人，我们会经历人生当中各种不同的过程。大哥也讲到他的7个孩子呢去到中国，这对他们来说是一个非常好的人生体验。那这些小孩子们呢将来长大呢，虽然是孤儿，他们也有他们各自的不同的人生境遇。中国也有句话叫几年河东几年河西，那长大以后呢，可能这些孩子反而成才了。但是成才了以后有没有想过他们又能怎么样，就他们的人生意义究竟在哪里啊？
Okay, after hearing the story of Qian Qian, we really wish she can have a bright future. And as we mentioned about the idea of future, we know not just the children without parents, but each one of us, as we experience different things in our life, whether we have a warm family or not, we have our destiny. And Doug, you have 7 children. And as you mentioned just now, they have their special experience in China, and they grow up through those experience. And in China, we have a saying that the saying is like 7 years in the west of the lake, the river, 7 years on the right, which means a big transformation in your life may happen. So we believe those kids in the care center who grow up without parents, they may also become the really talented people. But have you ever thought about their future?
Yes, because once ICC began to look after an abandoned child, there's no way to stop. You must make a commitment to that child for the rest of their life.
当 ICC 开始照顾每一个孩子的时候，我们不会停止对他们的照顾。我们有这样的尾声，我们开始照顾他们，就意味着对他们的一生要尾声，要照料。
So a lot of the education and therapy is to help the young person become an adult who can feed themselves and, if possible, to do work or study to become a regular member of society.
我们提供的教育以及治疗是帮助每一个孩子，当他们长大成人的时候，他们生活能够自理，能够很好的比如说进食吃东西，那么而且呢他们能够适当的工作以及学习，能够成为社会当中的一个正常的一员。
听到这儿呢，哎呀，特别感谢 ICC 持之以恒的这样的一个爱心奉献哈。我呢还是要刨根问底一下哈，我想说的就是说，当然每一个人呢，其实我们所看、我们所有的、不看、我们所没有的，这个没有问题哈。那我们又给他提供这些他所有的，但是之后呢，他们的人生意义又在哪里哈？我还是要刨根问底这个问题哈。
小峰 wants to dig a bit deeper in this question.We are really grateful to hear that ICC make this commitment to take care of a person's life once the care started. But we also have this curiosity that the meaning, do they find the meaning of their life?
比如说吧
For example
大哥呢，他呢的人生呢，我们看到呢，我觉得他找到他人生他的意义哈，那就是上帝对他的一个呼召啊。至少在这一段时间里呢，他要到中国加入 ICC 去帮助这些孤残儿童还有青少年们。那么我相信每一个人的每一个生命都是特别的哈，我们知道每一个人身上都有上帝的形象跟样式，那他怎么看待这些孩子，他们将来的上帝对他们的呼召是在哪里啊？
Okay, so the question is like this. Doug, as you shared about your calling, you find the meaning of your life in God's calling. And also you found this specific commission in ICC to take care of those abandoned children and teenagers. And we believe every life have special calling from God, have God's image inside of them. So how do those...children in ICC find God in their life?
I think living in a supported family environment where love is the love of God is shared with them, it's quite natural for them to come to know God and to believe that they're of value and they have a plan and God has a plan for them in their life.And so in this way, like everyone else, they find their way of expressing God's love in their society.
我们相信在 ICC 这个温暖的带着神的爱家中成长的孩子们会非常自然的相信有一位神，而且神对他们的人生有着特别的计划与价值，所以当他们长大的时候，他们也会和 ICC 里面其他的同工们一样，用不同的方式在这个社会当中来表达神的爱。
在这里我也想跟大家分享一个小故事，是在两年前 ICC 举办的晚宴的时候听到的，就是其中有一个在 ICC 中心的残障小孩子，他的梦想是长大了之后拥有一个杂货店，他想在杂货店里面就是卖出东西帮助大家，能尽他的能力做一些为社会做贡献的事情。所以虽然他的梦想是很小很小的，但是他似乎在这里找到了他的人生的这种意义和价值。我们在这边澳洲这边和全世界的这些捐赠人呢，也是很希望能够帮助这些孩子实现他们的梦想和他们的价值。
So Jessie just now shared a story she heard 2 years ago. A kid who grew up in ICC center, she had a small dream to open a convenience store to sell the things to help the people around. Though it sounds like a really small dream, but it reveals the value and dream of that child's life. So we really wish that ICC, through ICC, more kids can fulfill their dream.Their value in their life.
Yeah, that's really good memory of that particular dream.
是一个非常美好的回忆。是有时候梦想不是非要做总统，非要开一个孤儿院。我觉得这个孩子也在用自己最小的方式，可能在我们正常人来看，开个杂货店有啥的？但是对一个有残障的人来说，这是一个人生的极大的转变。
是，
而且他可以通过这个工作来为社会做点东西，我觉得这是一种爱的表达。
ICC Center 的这些小朋友们，他们会有想到为别人做什么，因为他们一直以来收到了很多的爱，他们有想办法尽他们的所能把这些爱去释放出来。
就说人其实可能我在苦难当中，然后我接受别人的帮助之后呢，对我产生的作用就是感恩，用这样感恩的心呢去做一些回报社会更有意义的事情的同时，我这个人的关系感跟价值感可以体现得更加的强烈，更加的好，对吗？
Just now Jessie shared that the children who grew up in ICC center because they were helped they're always thinking about to help others. And 小峰 also shared, in the sufferings, when we receive help, we grow that gratitude. So we always want to do something to as a return. And the kids who grow up in the ICC center, they receive that love. So they wish to express that love as a return to the society, to the ones who love them.
Yes, I think that's right. I think it creates a situation where many of the children find that as an adult they can still contribute very much to the people around them with God's love.
的确的，在这个ICC 成长的孩子们，当他们长大了，他们也是很希望能够为身边的人做些什么。
我们知道上帝就是爱哈，刚才讲到 ICC 呢，是把上帝的爱传递到中国大陆的这些孤残儿童，还有青少年，人生都这几十年哈。那么有些人呢是残障的，那有些人正常的，有些人更有才能一点，有些人好像更没有才能。那你怎么看待这个上帝会不会就让人感觉到不那么公平哈？我这辈子最后反正我也都走向死亡，我就算经历了很多，我干嘛不去享受呢？
One more question is, as we know God is love, and ICC expressed God's love to mainland China for those who were abandoned, who have disabilities. But there are a lot of normal, so say, healthy children, and there are people who have greater, more talents. Do you think God is fair? This is quite a challenge. Do you think God is fair? And people may think in this way, because eventually we all face death. And why don't we just spend our life in whatever way we want?
I think that's at the heart of knowing God, is that Jesus pointed to the Good Samaritan as someone who didn't have any reason to love the person that was injured on the road, but cared for them and looked after them, even though he had no reason. We see God's heart is towards people that can't help themselves and asks us to love others as we want to be treated. So I feel that when the original people were confronted with the situation of abandoned children, I think they just prayed and felt unable to help. And yet they felt God was saying, just do what you can. And I think that's all that's happening here, is that many, many international people have come and done what they could, not being able to solve every problem or for every person, but responded in love, inspired by God to do something about what they're seeing.
我觉得神的心借着耶稣关于好撒玛利亚人的这个比喻向我们显明，其实他没有什么理由去照顾这个受伤的人，去照看他，去医治他，但是神的心就是这样的，去爱这个无助的人。所以我们最初的这些 ICC 的创始人们，他们看见这些孤儿的需要的时候，他们一开始也是觉得无助，不知道该做什么，但是他们祷告，神对他们的回应就是虽然你们不知道做什么，但你们可以做你们力所能及的事，就像你们想要被爱，想要被如何对待一样，你们去做你们该做的。现在我们看见神也是不断兴起来自世界各地的许多人去做他们力所能及的事，尽管看起来不能够解决每一个人的每一个需要，但是我们借着从上头来的神的爱，再回应他的爱，再把这个爱分享给更多有需要的人。
经常哈，我们看到在中国，比如说一些小孩子很小就无辜的去世了，或者一些什么人哈离开我们了，或者特别痛苦，那常常大家就会说，哇，在天堂走好，或者说到天堂里边就好了。这些人呢未必都是相信基督教的人哈，但是呢他们好像似乎心里也相信有一个天堂。大哥怎么看待这样的问题哈，关于天堂？
It's another very challenging question. So, in China, there are a lot of kids, they were abandoned, they even died when they were really young. And some people, they had this saying that they will live better in heaven, but not everybody believe in God. So how do you view this situation?
I think when we put a value on a person, depending on how we see it, but I feel like God's asking us to say, how do we want to be treated, and therefore treat others as you want to be treated. If I was unwell and couldn't work and someone came and helped me, I would be very grateful. And I feel likewise that it's not for me to decide who's best in the best situation to live longer. It's for me to just see a need and show care for that person as if I was the one being cared for. What would I do? And that's the only thing that I can provide.
我觉得当我们看到神放在每一个人里面的价值的时候，神给我们的感动是你去爱别人就像你想如何被对待一样，你去这样对待别人。最终来看，不是我们决定一个人生命的长短跟他的归属，而是当我比如说当我觉得不舒服，当我觉得无助的时候，我需要帮助。那现在也是神把这样的需要摆在我们的面前，我们尽自己能够做的去爱他们，去帮助他们。
好，我们非常感谢大哥哈，我们非常感谢 ICC 一个以西人为主的这样一个团队呢，他们愿意对我们华人的残障儿童们有这样大的爱心。那么在这里呢，也呼吁我们的华人同胞效法他们，学习他们，来把上帝的爱呢传给无论是什么样民族、什么样皮肤、什么样眼睛的这样的人哈。好，我们感谢您的收听，我们也谢谢大哥来到我们节目当中，我们谢谢ICC 的代表哈吉穗来到我们当中，也特别感谢非同今天委屈你哈，给我们做了回翻译哈。
好，
谢谢非同。
最后一句翻译完。
好。
So we're really grateful to invite Doug in our program to share, and we're really grateful that ICC, this organization, though formed by a Westerner, and but have this passion towards China, and we also wish more Chinese can share that love from God to many nations, whether their eyes are black or blue, their skins are white or yellow.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me today.
好，谢谢听众朋友的收听，我们下次节目再见。
再见，拜。
Yeah, bye bye.
耶稣，诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们痛苦。耶稣，为我们抵过凡受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因你受的刑罚，我们得平安；因你受的鞭伤，我们得医治。完全的医治，感谢耶稣，我的救主， 有主。